Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. You know how I love to say that. And I really mean it sincerely. Because if you're not part of it, you know, if you don't get informed, look what's happening. We're keeping an eye on what's going on in Pennsylvania. I won't get too much into it. I mean, let's have the numbers start coming out. I like how some of these people are. They're not calling it, but they're pseudo-calling it with 9%, 20%. It's like, shut up. Stop doing this. You guys haven't got a crystal ball. You've called it wrong before. Just leave it alone, for God's sakes. Seriously. Brad Dacus is going to join us after the break. A lot going on with him. A lot of news out there, a lot of legal news that he can catch us up on. But the left is true. The left is truly just losing it. They are losing it everywhere. You know what I mean? Seriously. They don't want to follow the law. They don't care what the law has to say. And Joey B comes out today, right? Totally ignores, really, how the process works, how our constitutional republic works. He ignored the mass killer and the BLM activists who mowed down the Christmas revelers. Remember them? At the Wisconsin parade, right? He traveled to Buffalo following the massacre and really went off saying that he's not going to work with the GOP anymore. So, you know, this is one of those things where unless you're 100% on their page, they're not interested in working with you. Right? And they don't care about that. Because for them, it's only about what they perceive or can push or can sell that the left has, that the right has done to the left. I mean, seriously. Do you remember the Democrat shooter that went and shot up a baseball field where they're all Republicans? I'm sorry, where was all the issue? Where was all the problems there? Where were the arrests all made there? Where was all the conversation? I shouldn't say arrests. Where was all the conversation around the loon on the left about how hateful he was from mainstream media? There wasn't. There really wasn't any. And when you had that, what was it, the Waukesha Christmas Parade back in November? They had, I think, 6 people died total. And the witnesses who saw that said that there wasn't, he didn't even try to hit the brakes. He went barreling through them on purpose. 18 children were injured and sent to the hospital. 62 individuals were injured. and 6 died. But where did you hear about it? No, really, where did you hear all the... You didn't. Because like I say, it's fake outrage. Always has been fake outrage with them. If they think they can get a political point for it, they would sell their mother to the Taliban if they thought it would score them some political points. Right? I mean, seriously. Now, what they did say during all of that was that Donald Trump caused that to happen. Because the guy was, you know, affiliated with BLM, so therefore it had to be Donald Trump. They couldn't blame it on him, could they? And it had to be the fault of the MAGA people, all of that. And they're doing that right now. They're doing this whole, what is it, not reverse racism, but like we're pushing it off on them. Like we're making it their fault with all this racist stuff that's happening and trying to push it back to them. It's not true. You know, it's kind of like they're trying to take something that exists and again push it on us. Look, it's what they've done their whole careers. If you think about how the Democrats have always operated, they're the ones that didn't want to get the women right to vote. They're the ones that didn't want to free the slaves. They're the ones that didn't want to give blacks the right to vote. And somehow they've got the black community believing, or they got Democrats as a whole believing, that it was the Republicans who didn't want that to happen. Isn't that great? How do they do that? Really? How do they make that happen? How did they get them to drink that much Kool-Aid, smoke that much dope, or whatever it was that they did to them, take enough of the pills to get them to jump, so to speak? How'd they make that? I would love to know. I can't even imagine. I don't want to believe people are that stupid. I just don't. You know? Now, Biden says, and I love this, he's going to stop working with the GOP. And this is mostly, I mean, they want tougher gun laws, right? Again, back to... Let's not deal with mental illness. Let's not deal with mental health. Let's not deal with any of that stuff. Right? Strictly. It drives me nuts. Brad Dinkins joins me after the break. A lot of legal stuff to talk about going on. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. We are bad, too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, be part of the conversation, part of the solution. But, you know, this is one of my favorite days, one of my favorite guests to bring on the show. Brad Dacus joins me, as he does every week, to kind of give us some legal insight, real legal insight as to what's going on, what's happening in our community, what's a legal community, if you would. And, Brad, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
All right, so before we get rolling away here, let's tell people what PJI is. What is Pacific Justice Institute, and, you know, how can we help?
Thank you, Joe. Yeah, we at Pacific Justice, our unique legal organization with attorneys all across the country. We're in actual physical offices in 17 states, coast to coast. So we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And one thing that makes us also unique is that we work hard to ensure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. So we have a big ground game from the local level, the state level, and the federal level, really making a big impact.
And we're seeing more and more, honestly. We're seeing more and more people having to take it to the legal level, having to go to that point to get their point across or to win or what have you. So it's great to have organizations like yours protecting our religious rights along with, my thing is education. I've reached out to you several times for educational issues.
Education is real important. In fact, this evening I'm going to be speaking at William Jessup University on that issue of education, K through 12, parents' rights and religious freedom, and how there's such heavy challenges to both of those in modern day education and public education, to be specific.
Yeah, but one of the ways to fix that, one of the ways to help that, is to get the right people on school boards, right? I mean, seriously, that's. In my mind, that's 60% of the battle right there, because if you've got an advocate for you on the school board, then, taking it further, having to take it to a court level is a different animal. At least that's what I believe.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely. Giving the right people elected on school boards. And oftentimes people say, well, that's for politicians. Well, no, politicians are people, too. It's just a matter of taking the time, getting involved. See if people in your church or synagogue will get behind you and start from there. It's really making a difference. In Texas, it's really encouraging. The largest populated counties had the greatest flipping of their school board members just recently, and it's very encouraging to see that happen. And I think we're going to see a lot more of it in this election across the country.
Yeah, I do hope you're right. There's a lot of people here in California kind of feel like, in California, we'll stick with that for a second, who really feel that this election is going to be stolen, and it's going to be hard for them to overcome. And they go, look, you have to overwhelm them. You have to show up in a way that they don't expect us to show up. Maybe five or six of you sit around one of those ballot boxes at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. But, the bottom line with it is you can't let them just get away with it. You can't just say, okay, whatever happens, happens, and I'm just not going to go bother voting.
Right. Voting is so important. And, oftentimes on the ballot, too, people, they look at the candidates for Senate or Congress and they'll say, okay, I'm comfortable with that. But when it comes to judicial positions, judges and the like, many people just go, gee, I never heard of these people before. And that's why I think it's important for people to do what I do, which is look at different voter guides online from people who are very reputable and respected, and then also to go to the website of the candidates, different candidates, and see who their endorsements are, among the different candidates, and that's also a helpful tool. But it takes a little work to really fill in that entire ballot, but it's worth it because judges can have a big impact as well on parental rights and religious freedom, particularly in public schools.
So I how I love to throw stuff at you. I need to pick your brain on something here. So DeSantis just signed a law that would ban protests outside private residence. Now, the sidewalk end or the street in front of a private resident is not private at all. It's public. And will that be something that could be challenged or, I don't know how you would make that happen. Because, we scream a lot about following the law of freedom of speech. I wonder how this pans out.
This is DeSantis dealing with people in front of the sidewalk. Which sidewalk are we talking about? I'm sorry.
Any sidewalk. He doesn't want protesters out in front of judges' homes and political legislators' homes and that kind of thing.
Right. Right. And that's really important. So I think, you know, and it's very valid as well. There's federal, you know, law that actually protects judges from such demonstrators. And the reason is really simple, because we want judges to not be influenced by politics and popular opinion. That's not their job. That's the legislative job, the job of legislators. Their job is to look at the law and look at the Constitution and apply it neutrally, blindly, and objectively, not based on feelings and what are the neighbors thinking and what are the community, are they going to, you know, bash down my door and throw bottles through my windows. That should not be even on the mind of a judge. Unfortunately, that's exactly what Joe Biden and his group has been doing, his staff and the Democrats. They've been fanning the flames and basically encouraging people to harass the Supreme Court justices, and I think it's going to backfire. I don't think any of these justices are that weak-kneed. Sometimes I think Roberts is a little weak-kneed, but, you know, if any of them capitulates with this, it'll be shame on their face, and they know it.
Yeah, it's mostly him. You're definitely right there, you know. But and again, I hit some of these other things. Like, did you hear the story about the middle school boys that were under investigation for using the wrong pronouns? Right?
Yeah, that is outrageous.
Hold on. For those of you who missed this, three middle school students in Wisconsin are being investigated for sexual harassment because they allegedly refused to refer to the classmates by their wrong pronouns, that the person wanted to be referred to as they or them. And the young boy said, no, that doesn't work. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Congress is holding its first congressional hearing on UFOs in 50 years. On Tuesday, the Pentagon showcased declassified photos and videos of UFOs to Congress, including a flying object without a specific explanation. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence, Scott Bray.
We're open to all hypotheses. We're open to any conclusions that we may encounter.
The hearings follow a report on UAPs last year, which found there were 144 encounters between 2004 and 2021. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited Buffalo, New York on Tuesday to honor the victims in Saturday's mass shooting. The Bidens visited the makeshift memorial near the Tops Market where 10 people lost their lives. The President and the First Lady also met with the victims' families.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. Seriously. Right? And you know, seriously, someone's in the chat room right now. I'll talk to Brad about that in a second. But you have to be ready to challenge, you know, in the upcoming election. We don't do that. We're terrible at that, frankly. We need to start being ready for it. We need to start having, you know, attorneys ready to file these lawsuits. When you see things that are going wrong, when you're at one of those ballot boxes, you're watching stuff the crud out of it, you need to open your mouth. Otherwise, like I said to you before, you are part of the problem. Especially if you won't say anything. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins us. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always loves what he's love what he's with me, because there's so much going on out there to catch up on. We were talking about the middle school boys that are under investigation for using the wrong pronouns, you know. And here you are. This young man is in the eighth grade. He's 13 years old. All his life, he's been told that they refers to a multitude of people. You're pointing to they. You know, being those kids in the playground, and they were yelling at me. Now he's being told he has to call a singular person by that pronoun. This is ridiculous, because this is they're pushing this as a hate crime.
You're right. That's exactly what they're doing, and we're dealing with you know, children, minors. That, you know, they're a little confused because they're looking at reality. They see the reality, and they're being told basically you need to use different terms and try to pretend that someone's different than who you are, who everyone knows that they are. Sort of like that, the story of the emperor has no clothes, and everyone is just sort of going along and getting along, and the emperor himself thinks he, you know, he's got this clothes, and he doesn't see it because only smart people, you know, can see the you know, the clothes. And finally, this little kid speaks up and says, he's naked. And then they finally all realize how foolish they are, and you know, the story ends. Well, you know, I like to think that, you know, that people just spelling it out saying, this is crazy. That's not a girl. That's a boy, you know, or vice versa.
And there's not five of them standing there. There's only one. So how do you call them they?
Right. And that's another thing is using a plural pronoun is very counterproductive, too, as far as handicapping children in terms of their understanding of English grammar and the use of the language. It's you know, it makes no sense. So, The sad thing is that theoretically, if this plays out and these kids are disciplined and punished the way the left would like, I mean, this could potentially be something that could plague them, far in life. And so I think that, and then the Democrats are pushing for legislation that's trying to make so that, this is treated like an arson or a robbery, an assault. And instead, it's just a matter of using a pronoun and you deciding to use the right pronoun, and they're punishing you for using the right pronoun.
You know, it's really funny because I remember doing a story a few years back about them pounding on the English language as being racist in and of itself. And, there's many, many, many words in there that somehow came out of slavery or have some roots in slavery. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't have a PhD in anything. But doesn't the English language to a big degree root out of a Latin language? Doesn't root a lot of our words come from the roots of Latin language, don't they?
Yes. So, yeah, that is true, yeah.
So were people who originally used the Latin language long before us, maybe they were racist. I don't get it. I don't. Look at Brad. How much dope do you have to smoke sitting there on a couch and going, hey, watch, I bet you I can sell to the American people that the English language is racist. I mean, really, this is how I feel sometimes with the way they go after this stuff. Little kids, you're going to bring them up. Matter of fact, it wasn't even hate crime. You're bringing them up on sexual assault crimes. How are you going to bring them up on sexual assault crimes over something like this?
You're going to ruin their lives? For using the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
They children should not be punished for that, especially if they have convictions and they come from families that have traditional beliefs and traditional values in America and don't want to participate in a lie, don't want to contribute to a deception or contribute to a confusion that is not helpful to someone. Children in elementary school, junior high, even high school. They're not being done a favor by affirming them into with their gender identity dysphoria. That's not a favor. What's really a favor is help them work through it so they can get past it. Because if they don't, the average will not live to see their 30th birthday because the depression is real, the mental struggle is real,
yeah.
And it creates serious results.
Yeah, I agree with you, and they don't really care. It's not the mental damage. They don't really care about any of this. It's a constant chip away to make sure that they take everything that's foundational. You know, there was articles, I didn't know what was coming a couple of months ago. We were talking about how CNN now was saying that breastfeeding was unnatural. You need to stop calling it natural because, you had to be more inclusive, and there were men who had babies who couldn't breastfeed them. Go and stop it. Just stop it. Men can't give birth. And if men could give birth, even so, if they're not producing milk afterward at all, nothing's happening, then that's unnatural. Not making milk is problematic after a child is born from your body. You know, they want to blow up science. They want to blow up the basics, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And there's a price that's paid for that. We have inconsistencies. We have policies that don't make sense. I believe it was the governor of South Carolina, I believe, signed into law a bill that says biological males cannot compete in
yep.
female sports. And those kind of common sense measures, I think that's going to be demanded more and more by we the people, because we don't want girls to suffer. We don't want injustice. We don't want Title IX gutted. From the Civil Rights Act, which allowed women to have separate sports and fair competition. I think there is going to be a backlash, and we're already seeing it. And I think it's going to be reflect itself in 2022 in November, as well as in the general election 2024. The trend is not in their favor as we see the lunacy and the prices paid by our society for those kids in school or college students and others competing in sports.
Well, I was talking to somebody last night who asked me what I thought the chances of challenging one of the bills moving through California, and that was the bill that would allow minors vaccines without parental permission. So my question to you is, you know, if that made it, what does your crystal ball tell you if that made it to the Supreme Court? I mean, minors, we're talking about kids, little kids. We're going to allow them to have vaccine or anything for that matter injected into them without parental permission. And those kids usually don't know what they're allergic to, not allergic to, or anything along those lines. Can this really stand, do you think, in court?
I think with this Supreme Court, I think the lower court it could stand, because there's other states, you know, a few states with similar, you know, allotments for minors to be able to have vaccines without parental consent. But I believe that that this Supreme Court, though, is going to strike it down. We understand that Washington, D.C.'s provisions was struck down, very similar. And I think the Supreme Court, at the end of the day, is going to follow case law. And case law, Myers v. Nebraska, Pierce v. Society Sisters, they both say, you know, back in the 1920s, the Supreme Court held that parents have a fundamental right over the education, upbringing, health, welfare of their children. And, you know, that includes vaccines. And I believe that at the end of the day, I think we'll see some good case law firming up the right.
Might prevail this
Supreme Court, I will say, is the most pro-parental rights, most pro-religious freedom, most pro-life Supreme Court in my lifetime. So actually, I'm always optimistic. I know,
yes,
but
you are.
I think all things being equal, assuming that they're not assassinated by the leftist mob and the coaching of Biden, I think we're going to see some great decisions.
I'm going to get you a trophy, Mr. Optimistic. You know, just right there, Mr. Optimistic. Yeah. Okay, there you go. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit. I got a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about, so we'll deal with this on the other side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that?
but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with me. Brian Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with me as well. I really do. And, Brad, thanks for being with me. I know you're in the middle of doing stuff, and you take your time to be with me, and I very much appreciate it.
Well, it's always a pleasure. It really is. It's great to be on your show. Thank you, Joe.
Well, I want to have some fun with all of these. The SCOTUS stories as of late seem to be making everybody crazy. Everybody driving themselves out of their mind. And when I hear terms like, and you and I have talked about this a million times, but when I hear terms like they need to have more compassion, understanding, I go, no. The law is the law is the law. Okay, and they shouldn't be ruling. This shouldn't be a 5-4 rule. Matter of fact, in my mind, most rulings should be 9-0, maybe 7-2 from time to time, because some people look at it and don't get the same thing out of it. I don't know, but the 5-4 rulings on a regular basis show you how partisan this actually is now, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and also the philosophy you have. The conservative justices to believe their job is what it was intended to be, which is to interpret the law based on original intent, strict construction, and not try to be activists and change the law. But instead, that's what we're looking at and by the activist judges like Sotomayor and the former Justice Ginsburg and the like, varying degrees of Breyer and Kagan. So if they all just did their job, they would actually all be conservatives. They would look at the law and interpret what does it say, not what outcome we want, and then let's just twist and change and the language to be different than what we know it says. That's what Sotomayor does, and that's unfortunately what the left on the court often does. And that's and this is a classic example. This decision that came down from the Supreme Court that we were just talking about, Joe, off the air, dealing with an illegal alien who had lied and said he was a U.S. citizen, had falsified his to get a driver's license, and he lied and false representation. He wanted to get a green card, but the law is clear on this. Say no. He's disqualified. Boom. He's sent back. And that's what the courts did, and that's what the Supreme Court said. You know, it's not up to justices to be, you know, soft and say, oh gosh, golly gee, how long you been here? No, it's to enforce the law. The law is the law. And that's equal blind justice. And that's what we should all strive for, is equal justice, which is blind justice. And that's what their job is.
Yeah, it, I found it interesting though that I think was it Kavanaugh. I think he dissented from a standpoint. He felt that the court did not have jurisdiction in doing this because he felt that this was already put in place. I'm not put in place. This was already called out by an arm of the government that had the right to do it, and Congress said that they didn't have a right, or the Supreme Court did not have a right to get involved in this. You know.
Yeah, and I know that was the argument that somehow the courts that their hands were tied in terms of ruling on this, they were. Basically, making it clear that the bureaucrats and agencies are still subject to the law and compliance with the law, and that's their job as judges to make sure the law is interpreted and enforced justly and blindly. And so, once again, I think the court did the right thing. If the court takes that approach consistently in the future, that will mean that's a healthy court that does that, and then leaves it to the legislature, to we the people, to be soft and mushy and come up with exceptions and modify statutes accordingly. But it's not up to bureaucrats. It's not up to activist judges. The court did the right thing.
Yeah, they call it. I guess it's called judicial review, whether they had the right or not. For judicial review here. So that's, you know, again, a lot of us who don't understand the terminologies, we know that there are certain things. I mean, the reality of the matter, if Congress, and you and I have talked about this already, if Congress enacts a law, or they write a law, and, you know, unless the Supreme Court, unless somebody brings the suit all the way through the system, and the Supreme Court deems that law unconstitutional, that's one thing. But my understanding, the more and more I study on the Constitution, is it's not up to the judges to decide whether they like the law or not, or they think it goes too far, or it's unjust, or whatever. Their simple role is that it's a lineup with the Constitution, there's a lineup with our founding fathers wanted. Is that, would you consider that a true statement?
Yeah, I think you're right there. That's the right perspective, and I think that is... You know, as these judges have more and more decisions, this new majority on the court, we're going to see that very solid judicial philosophy play out.
And they're young.
Yeah, no. And that's what's great about it.
They're going to be there to irritate for a while, you know?
It'll buy us a few decades, but at the end of the day, I think people understand the long term, even if the Supreme Court's not going to save America. It's the hearts and minds and conscience of Americans that needs to move in the right direction in so many ways. And that I'm not real optimistic about, asking something dramatic or change or revival or something. But for the intermediate term, the midterm, I'm very optimistic for the next two or three decades. I think we've got a great court that's going to uphold our freedoms and liberties and buy us time.
Yeah, what's really going to be interesting in the upcoming session, they break in June, I believe, or the end of June, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Right, and they come back, what, end of August, I think?
I'm not so sure. That's
so right. You're going to have all these rulings that are going to be dribbling out. And people, not just through June, they'll be dribbling out in July, too. But when they come back next year, I mean, they're going to be dealing a lot, maybe, I don't know, up to them, with the transgender sports issues, with these pronouns that kids are being accused of sexual harassment or assault over them. It's just craziness going somewhere to happen. And
very, yeah, it is.
Very curious.
It is. Yeah, and but once again, President Trump's appointees, not just on the Supreme Court, but also on the circuit court level, the federal district court level, we're already seeing that play out. We're seeing the effects of it in a very positive way. I'm optimistic. I think the next judicial session, the next other cases that we brought up, I think we're going to see some good case law this year and next year, and hopefully the year to come.
Well, people love having Mr. Brad Optimist on the show with me. I do appreciate your time. And if you want to help, again, we always complain about what's going on around us. We always complain about what's happening. PJI.org. Go over there. Help them out. It's interesting how when you look at some of these major cases that make it on religious rights, whatever you want to call them, they make it to the Supreme Court. A lot of them are defended by organizations like Brad's. And it costs money. I think you told me once it could cost almost as much as $500,000 to bring a case to the Supreme Court. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
And
with a traditional private law firm, that's correct. That's what it costs. And we at PJ, of course, are much more efficient.
So, Brad, how long do you get quickly? How long do you get to, lay your case out and then they start asking you questions?
In oral arguments, especially like the Supreme Court, you have just a few minutes oftentimes, and then they interrupt you and they start into their questioning. So sometimes attorneys make the mistake, especially, they've never done much oral argument. They think that they're going to have this, half hour. No, if they can get 5 minutes, they're in good shape. But the justices often just start interrupting and you gotta go and take the punches and as they come and respond accordingly.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Anyhow, again, PJI.org, people, check them out. Read what they got going on with everything coming up, not just in California, across the country, with forced vaccinations and other things. They're going to be your best bet. They may even be, in some areas, your only hope for help. And, Brad, God bless for what you're doing. I always appreciate your time with me, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. Appreciate it as well. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Look, head up to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. I'll say it on the front end. Use promo code Joe. Right? Come on. Ain't that hard. Use promo code Joe. There's all kinds of deals up there if you use my promo code there. They're kind of mixing and matching some of the deals. Some of them are half off. Some of them are 60% off. Some of them are 2-for-1. Some of them, there's all kinds of stuff going on that you can take advantage of if you have the promo code. Use the promo code Joe. That's the best one to use, I'm telling you. Anyway, I'm going to say it again. I love his slippers. You don't have slippers? You want some slippers you can run out to the mailbox with? Get his slippers. You want slippers you can run out to dinner with? Don't get his slippers. That's not what they're for. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. You listen to the Joe Messina Show. Hey, head over to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. Lots happening there as well. God bless. We will be, for some of you, we'll be right back. Others, you'll have to catch us online.